Om Shanti, everybody. Om Shanti. Yeah, I know we were in meditation, right? Yoga. So you don't want to come into sound very quickly. I think quite a few of you have been with us over the years, and some are new too. So we welcome all of you. As you can see, this is the 12th International Parents Retreat. So this is our 12th year, and our theme, along with the double foreigner theme, is becoming Bap Saman, Parents' Journey. Now, this retreat, we have quite a few coordinators, but somehow in the drama, three of them could not come this year. It's usually Helene from the Netherlands, and Brother Rami from Israel, and Sister Aparna from Malaysia. And we also had Mayurish Bhai at the sound department. And then we also had Arlene, who is with us today, which is very good. Arlene can introduce herself later. She's from the Philippines. And I am Lalita, and I'm from Japan. I was introduced to Rajyoga about 32 or 33 years ago. And then I decided to practice it about 37 years ago. Sorry, 32 years ago, yes. So I will cut short what I'm going to say because this is enough, I think. And if you want to know any more, you can always talk to me later. And I'd like Arlene also to just come up and introduce herself. Yeah, after you finish the. And then today we also have Sister Anu from Canada helping us. Now, sorry, this is we have in our midst Dr. Pratap. Can we have a big round of applause? Dr. Pratap said he would introduce himself, so that is very good. And we are very, very glad that he's here with us today. Before we hand over the mic to him, Arlene can introduce herself and tell us a little bit more, and then we can have Anu also, who's helping us.
So, Om Shanti. It's lovely to see familiar faces. And as Lalita Ben has said, I'm from the Philippines, and I'm like more than 20 years in Gyan.
Anu can introduce herself also.
Om Shanti. This time I'm being the helper here because, as you heard, many couldn't come. So this is Anu Ben from Vancouver, Canada. It's been 9 years. I'm in Gyan. Have been attending parents' retreat. Maybe this is sixth time. It is so rewarding, so good. So very happy to be able to contribute towards helping out and looking forward to all of us learning and again growing as we go from here. Welcome. Thank you.
Everybody can put their phones on silent mode, maybe. You can check if they're on silent mode. And usually I'm not the MC because it's usually Helene who's the MC, so she has a lot of things to say. So when she was talking, I didn't have to really pay attention. I was doing my job. So now I'm here standing before you. So first of all, we would like to, of course, if there are less chairs, we can pull chairs from outside. There are quite a few chairs outside. So maybe someone can help and bring some chairs inside if more parents are going to come. We would like to have the inauguration, first of all, with the candle lighting ceremony. So, of course, Dr. Pratap will be there. Sister Arlene, could you come in front? And Sister Anu, can you come? And would you like to do something? Okay. Yeah, Sister Anu. And also, we could have... who has attended this retreat from a very long time? Very, very long time. Have attended? Fourth, who has attended 5 times? Who has attended this retreat 5 times? 6 times? 7 times? 8 times? 8. Can you stand up, please? 8 times. Anybody more than 8 times? No. So 6 times? Yes, you can stand up too. So 8 times, 6 times, 5 times. Who's attended this 5 times? Don't be shy. Please stand up if you've attended this 5 times, because then you can have the honor of lighting the candles. Kashi Bhai, okay, come on, 5 times. Anybody else 5 times? I thought you people came so many times. No? Sri Lankan group. Are you translating properly, brother? Then, come. I'm sure there's more 5-timer Sri Lankans. Okay, 4 times. Who's 4 times? Please come up, Mana. 4 times. How many do we have? We need how many candles, Arlene? Twelve. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Are we 11? How many are we? We need one more. Wait a minute. Let's count. 11. Who's good at counting? 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 11. Yes. Pratap Bhai, don't forget Pratap Bhai. 12? You're 12? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Where's the 12th one? No. No, we're still 11. Okay, everybody, can you come close to the candle so we know how many you are? We're 11, I think. One more. So anyone else, 4 years? You're not coming for 4 years? Really? I need one more. Well, huh? Okay, all right. Yeah, I think he's come many times. Yes. So please come. We have another very beautiful ceremony to perform. It's not very Indian, but it's just become Indian. It's not Bharatiya, but it's become Bharatiya. Can you guess what it is? Cake cutting. Because this is what we do. So we've got a beautiful cake baked by the bakery department in Gyansarovar. Beautiful one. So we will put it here. And the brothers are carrying, you can see the table. Kashinath Bhai is picking up the table, so I wonder who's going to take the photograph. Yeah, please be careful with the tablecloth. You can lift the tablecloth if you like, it's fine. Yes, so we will put it here maybe. Rakesh Bhai, isko thoda idhar kar denge. If all of you can see the cake, can you see that? Because I can't turn it up, it'll fall. It's so... Anybody's birthday? Huh? Sorry. Anybody's birthday this week? December? Nobody born in December? Everybody born in the beginning of the year. Oh, gosh. I'm in the beginning of the... Ah, no. It's too late. We need December. Nobody's in December? January. December, Jan. Okay, I'm January too. Okay, January. Anybody January? Okay, January, come up. Okay. December. Oh, he's December now. You wake up, brother. Okay. He is December. So you can come here, no? Because you are December. Yeah, come. You come here. I'm January. And you're January. See, now because of you, all three more people cutting the cake. Yes, brother. Okay, you come there. Just 6 Aranda. Okay, everybody, second thoughts. Anybody else born in December? If you've forgotten when you were born, physically. December, Jan. Okay. Pratap Bhai, please do the honors. Then up. Blow. Okay. Okay, clap. Yay. Come, brother. Okay. So soft. It's going to melt in your mouth. Yeah. Wow. Whoops. Wow, that's a big piece, Pratap Bhai. This one also? Yeah, he's going to eat it now. He's going to eat it. So big. Pratap Bhai, isko chota kijiye. Isko bhi chota kijiye. So big. With how many are there? We can't cut so big, Arlene. Sorry. We are quite a few parents. Yeah, we'll have to make it half of half, maybe of that. No, this they will cut at the back. You can just make it this one. Actually, with the sound department, we have Rakesh Bhai. So we'd like to call him also. Rakesh Bhai, please come. Please give him a hand. Okay, thank you for waiting. Pratap Bhai will introduce himself and then he will give a short class. We have enough time till 12. Then we'll give the blessings also. You can give them and then we have meditation.
Sure. So you can finish a little early.
Om Shanti. And very good morning. I feel very happy to be here today and very happy to meet you all. Yesterday we celebrated Merry Christmas. And Christmas, as like any other Indian festival, as Didi Nirmala also shared, that it is family time, being together. If I introduce myself, my journey with Brahma Kumaris or with Baba, with the Divine Family, began quite early. It was in 1961. My mother first went to the center and she came and shared with me that there's a place where God comes and shares his Murli. So I didn't understand. I was just around 10 years or 11 years old. But fascination was there. And when I first visited center, it was Jagdish Bhai. It was in Gurgaon. My father was working there. So Jagdish Bhai, when introducing Baba and Brahman life, he said, God has taken a human form and what he expects from us is our negativity, our negative traits. This is what I still remember, the first sentence which he said. And then the journey began. We were transferred to Chandigarh, and Chandigarh we happened to have the center very close to our living place. So the most of the time, the first thing which we, when we would come back from the school, would go to the center. But to understand the depth of knowledge, it took me long. I took quite long to understand. And my connection with Sakar Baba was mostly through letters. I didn't meet him in person, but I used to write him letters because that was the time when the letter writing was something very, you know, to write letter to Baba was something everyone would desire to do so. And the beauty was that Baba would answer every letter. You know, maybe if 10 people write from the class used to be small. It was in Chandigarh. And when we reached Chandigarh, it was the first anniversary of the Chandigarh Center in 61. And I still remember, you know, the love was so much, which was the binding force. The sisters were very simple, the centers were very simple, and the class was small. Everyone used to get personal attention. That was the beauty. I know I wasn't that regular, but if our parents, you know, if they didn't go to the center for a couple of days for some reason or the other, the sisters at the center would take a rickshaw. Those days only cycle rickshaw used to be there, and they would come to our home to inquire what has happened. So it was lovely time, you know, everyone used to enjoy. And the desire to serve others and introduce Baba to the larger public was so good that every weekend we would take the pictures. There were only two or three pictures, and would go to the lake. Lake was, in, you know, people would walk, they would come for picnics, so we would put the pictures, and then we would just, like, you know, as a child, you would just know what has been narrated to you without even understanding. We would narrate it to others. So that was the time when it was fun. And then, you know, the time passed and a lot of difficulties came into, challenges came into home. Because those times in Punjab, the opposition was also quite intense for Brahma Kumaris. So we had challenges also. My father, Lokik father, had to go to the court also. You know, it was so difficult those days to introduce anyone. People, you know, the moment you talk of Brahma Kumaris, people would frown upon. But my father was such powerful, his faith in Baba, he would take us, he had a push bike, and, you know, three or four of us in the family, he would take us on one bike to the center on any function or celebration, you know. Not every day we won't go, my mother and he would go to the center class. But we used to, the faith was so strong because the opposition was strong. The faith, they say that faith can move mountains. Challenges were not even from the outside but from the inside the family also. The Lokik relatives, and the challenges were many. And I remember my eldest sister, who also came into Gyan, she was engaged. She was supposed to be married. But since she came into Gyan, now this was a big test. But my father stood strong and he respected the faith of my eldest sister. And the engagement was broken. And there was furor. My grandparents got upset and all that. But we faced all those challenges. But when we look back now, those were nothing. The most challenges come from within. When I went to the medical school to study medicine, those were my biggest challenges. You know, that was the first exposure to the outside world. The challenges from the roommates, challenges from the people with whom you used to study. But I used to write letter to Baba. And once I wrote a letter expressing my strong desire to Baba that I want to study further. You know, one line which Baba said is still imprinted in my mind. He said, he wrote in the reply, ki dono baap ka naam bala karna hai. Means you have to glorify the name of both the fathers. And that is what is imprinted in mind. I didn't know anything that I'll come to Madhuban. I never said I was in the Lokik job. And I was very happy living in Chandigarh. But this is how the divine design was, how to glorify both fathers' name. And this opportunity came to me in 91, after working with the Lokik government for almost 16 years I came here. So this is how the journey to Madhuban. Difficult times were there, but the faith is one thing which keeps us moving. It's like the well-oiled machinery. What we call, you know, the passion about belonging to Baba. Nothing could really stop us. That passion was there, that love for Baba. Today also I was talking to, there were two couples who had come. I said, normally we fear God. You know, in the bhakti we always have the fear that if we don't do this, what would happen? But here Baba has brought us so close. Baba, the first thing which we feel when we come to Baba is we feel so close to God. He's our companion, He's our father, He's our teacher, He's our preceptor, He's guide. He becomes a friend. And that's how He nurtures us. Even in the family, the most important thing is how we nurture each other, how we really look after each other. If you look at Baba, even from the Sakar Murli, the feeling of care which we get from Him is so intense. He gives us love, He gives us nurture, He gives us training in such a way that we feel, you know, like when Dadis used to share their experience that how Baba brought them with royalty. He looked after them with grace. It is God's grace that we belong to Him. Every step, you know, if you look at any Murli, I always love Murali, and this I picked up from Nirbhaya Bhai. You know, I used to read Murali, listen to Murali, but to really take the Murali inside, and the best time is immediately after meditation in the morning, after Amrit Vela. I pick up the Murali, just sit with it alone, read it loudly to myself. That's what I feel is something which really has made us strong. So we may not have the opportunity to meet Sakar Baba or Sakar Mama. I had the opportunity to meet Sakar Mama. Mama I met because she had visited Chandigarh. You know, I, as a child, I thought I couldn't sing, but I thought, okay, I prepared a lecture on Gita, that who's the sermonizer of Gita. It's not Shri Krishna, but Shri Baba. I prepared a lecture and gave a lecture in presence of Mama. So the feeling of love was so intense. Those were the days when Baba used to look after. And now we feel our connection with Baba is very subtle. And we can, every act, Baba, you know, if you read the Muli, every act, how we perform that act, whether we go to a laukik function or whether we go to a laukik job, how do we really conduct ourselves, he shares with us. He really prepares us for that battle. You know, the battle, the world is a battlefield. And he prepares us every day in the morning. And he's the supreme parent. He knows what our strengths are. And he brings out those strengths so clearly and so elaborately. He tells us, these are your strengths. Whatever we see, you know, today also, Baba was saying, Ravan is nothing. There's no person as Ravan. It is our weakness. And it is how we overcome our weakness. That's how we conquer the Ravana. You know, like Baba, you know, the way he addresses us, it makes a lot of difference. Everyone, I know, everyone likes to listen his personal name. And when Baba addresses it, sometimes Baba addresses Kumarka Dadi or Manohar Dadi or Jagdish Bhai. How proud they would be feeling. Because they were the instrument. Today Baba said, you have to be my helpers in the transformation of the world. So Baba always praises couples. Why Baba praises couples? Because you people are in the battlefield. You are the one who show the world that we can stay pure and stay together also. That's what Baba said in the Murali. He himself, Brahma Baba, was the role model for us. How he stayed, he started the Baba's, you know, the sermons or the Murali and the Gyan started with the family itself. That's why he says charity begins at home. So we, as role models, you know, in the laukik relationships, they don't listen to us, they watch us. Even the children watch us. They know what we are doing, how we are walking our talk. So in the laukik world, when we are in the laukik world, maybe it is children or maybe it is laukik relatives, our brothers and sisters, our distant relatives, they all see how we walk our talk. So what we speak, what we really, you know, one thing which I didn't like as a child was to preach anyone. I would only say, I'm sharing what I have learned from Baba. Because I never used to like sadhus and sannyasis coming to the village and people would go and touch their feet. And I thought, why should we do it? But that was before Gyan. So our whatever we share with the outside world or with our laukik relatives or with the family is what we have experienced. And experience is always spoken from the heart, not from the mind. So people can feel the love. So whatever genuine love or concern we show for the children or for the you know, even your yugal, what we call, partner, everyone can feel the concern or the depth of the love which you show. Because here the love becomes selfless. Because the love, the foundation, what they call the unconditional love, unjudgmental love, this is what we receive from Baba. Baba knows our weaknesses, but Baba sees what is our future. He doesn't look at our present. So like everyone, you know, this is the beauty of this jnana, that we look at everyone as the perfect person, the one who has the potential to become perfect. Baba says, you know, many people would come to you. Some would come to test you. Some would come to maybe discuss with you, argue with you, threadbare the knowledge. And some would really come to listen. And today Baba also said in the Murli that, you know, it's not that people who come in the last, they would not make up. They would make up. So it is like, but the people who are already there, they have to become the role models. Whom would they look at? Now we look at our seniors, our dadis, but when you are in the battlefield, who would they look at? They would look you at you, at the role model, at the one who they look at to imbibe certain virtues, certain values. The children also look at us. They look at us, they don't look, they really listen to what we speak, but they look at us, what we do. They nurture. And together we, you know, it's like the bond is so good. And the one quality which Baba always tell us, to stay light and stay cheerful. You know, sometimes we get pressurized. When we are under pressure, we feel stressed, we feel irritated, we become anxious. To stay light, to stay cheerful. They say laughter is the best medicine. Because what happens is that laughter makes you light. The pressure is gone, the stress is gone. Sharing a joke or sharing humor, you know, the family, the feeling of family. When Baba sometimes in Avyakta Murlis, how light he makes us. You know, he would suddenly say something amusing and the whole hall would be full of laughter. He knows what we like. So we also know what others like, what children like, what family likes. So we need to know the pulse. This is what Baba says, that when we meet someone stranger, we need to know the pulse. What would he expect? What really they expect from God? Some people might only expect love, some people expect good luck, some people expect care. So we really need to know the pulse. We need to know what is really the soul is seeking. If we can know that, if we can, you know, it's like if our mind is clear, we are not biased by anything, you know, even in the Baba knows that in the past births we have done so much wrong, but he is not influenced by that. So likewise, every soul has a speciality. Every soul is unique on this world drama. So we like to see, this body may be young, the body may be small, but every soul has played so many parts, so many births they have gone through. So everyone has some scars, that baggage is there. So we have to be very clear in mind what the soul is expecting, what the soul really likes to have. When we know that, then we would provide the person with that kind of thing. You know, as a child, we only would expect that someone would listen to us. That listening with attention, with full. These days, you know, if we go to the Laukik world, the parents are so busy that they have no time to listen. And Baba has given us so much opportunities. I remember my teacher at Chandigarh Center, Lalita Ben knows her, Achal Ben. When I was a student in the hostel, she nurtured me like anything. Every fortnight I would receive a letter from her. And what would be in the letter? Baba's versions. And I kept those letters for several years with me. And I used to read and reread. Because sometimes you would not get Murali. In the hostel, I was by myself. And that was my company. So that's the beauty, you know, the Nimit souls, or we call the special instrument souls, they know how to nurture. It was not that we wanted, there were no phone calls, those things, we wanted any gifts. But the most precious gift is someone cares for you, someone is concerned about you. Even the children like that. You know, caring or listening or supporting them when they are in difficult times. It could be anything. It could be Laukik study. It could be some kind of trouble with the friends or so. The children need to be supported. They need to be listened to it. I remember my Laukik father. He was also, you know, when I came here to Mount Abu, my initial days were full of turmoil, because coming from the Laukik family and living here in Madhuban, you know, when I was coming here, Dadi Chandramani, she told me, Madhuban mein aana, mana marna. You have to die alive here. Because that is the, you really start comparing yourself, start testing yourself when you come to Madhuban. So she used to say that being instrument, because I was given the responsibility to manage the hospital, being responsible means being humble. Being responsible means respecting everyone. So likewise, the children also need respect. They need to be looked after. I remember, you know, once my uncle, I went to my uncle and his family. The children were snubbed or maybe gently said something amongst all the relatives we were there. And he shared with me that his son later on told me, Papa, you insulted me. So it's like people are very sensitive these days. Even the children are sensitive. So we have to respect, we have to really, really give them the feeling that they are being respected. Not only respect, but they should have the feeling that they are being respected. They are being honored, appreciating them, praising them, what Baba does for us. You know, even when we raise hands, when we make a promise, and Baba may be knowing that some of us are not going to keep that promise, but even then He praises us. He encourages us, okay, you had the courage to raise the hand. So that courage is also appreciated. So appreciation and praise, everyone loves praise. Everyone, maybe someone is senior or junior, a teacher or a student, father or a child, everyone likes to be praised. Even when children praise their parents, you know, appreciate them, the parents also love it. Recently, my nephew was here. His son was only 4 years old. You know, he probably returned the mobile phone not so politely. And the father said to the child, say sorry that you didn't do it politely. And the child replies, Papa, no, I didn't do it knowingly. Why should I say sorry? So he has the courage, 4 years old. So you cannot really pressurize anyone these days. They have to be really, it's not, I would not say that they have to be pampered, but they have to be loved. And some people feel that too much love would spoil. Too much love would not spoil, that would make them strong. Pampering would may spoil, but love would really make them strong. Because whatever is said or done with love, they accept it. They would not forget it. Anything, any order or any direction, what Baba gives us, Shrimat, direction or Shrimat always carries some kind of onus on us that we have to follow it. But something which is said with love, we accept without any reasoning. Shrimat, when we think of Shrimat, we also become little careful. But what Baba said, like Baba said, that practice of 5 stages, from the incorporeal to the golden age and then to the subtle worship worthy. So Baba is telling us with love and training us. But when he says Shrimat, the obedience, what he expects from us. So that puts the onus on us. So to become Bap Saman, you know, you have the privilege that you are a Laukik father, like Baba. I don't have that experience. But we do, you know, when I came here and I had to look after so many people in the hospital, then one hospital, the second hospital. So sometimes you have to be very careful. Even the people who work at the hospital, particularly BKs, they also need to be, you know, given attention, not about the work, even in the personal life also. So it's like paying attention. Someone is not well. Someone is having difficulty with his work. They need to be trained, they need to be coached. So the role for us is not only to be a just giving direction, like we see Baba. He doesn't only give direction, but he coaches us, he guides us, he says it with love. He tells us the way how to, you know, even Baba says, even if you stumble, get up again. Baba says that if you tell truthfully, half of the your sins would be absolved. Obedience. So Baba tells us at every step how to really look after our own self. Like before we give care to others, we need to care about our own self. Whether we are teachers or whether we are living in the Laukik family, whether we are in the divine service. It's the subtlest attention which we pay to ourselves. And sometimes when we say, look at Sakar Baba, he used to play with children also. Not all the time he would act like a father, but sometimes he would become a friend also. Niveh Bhai once shared one example with me, is Sakar Baba's. You know, he did something which was not right, and Baba became little introvert. And then he shared with Dadi Brijendra that this happened and I said this. So Dadi Brijendra said, how can you say to Baba like this? Go and say sorry to Baba. And Baba only said, child, don't repeat it again. Nothing else. Just one single line. So Baba becomes, you know, kind of a friendly teacher for us. It's not that he ignores what we do wrong. He observes. But he would not. I even observed Dadi Prakashmani. She would go around Madhuban You know, sometimes would go to kitchen, sometime would go to tailoring, sometime would go to laundry, she would go there. But she would not speak a word there. And if she would find anything needs to be improved, she would call that instrument soul to her office and then she would speak to them. I remember once, it could be childish, we all on a Sunday morning went for a picnic and we didn't come late lunch, and Dadi, Bholi Dadi used to be there. Those times we used to have food in Pandabhavan, and they were waiting for us and we had something to carry within the picnic, and we thought we are not feeling like eating anything more and didn't go to the kitchen. And Dadi next morning called me and said, "Where were you? Where were you all of us?" I said, "Sorry, Dadi, we went for a picnic." And she said only, "Don't say sorry to me. Go and say sorry to Bholi Dadi." And after that, I was so careful. So it's so important. Once I, stay connected. If you are responsible, you have to share all that information. I remember once I fell down while driving a two-wheeler. Those days I used to be in Chandigarh. So I had to take rest for 6 weeks, but I didn't inform Madhuban. And one fine morning I received a letter from Dadi. And she said, "You need to inform your home what you are doing, what has happened to you." So it's like staying connected. Sharing everything with Baba, sharing everything with family, that's important. You know, sometimes we take things lightly. I remember once here in Mount Abu, one of our brothers who was not, not so sound mentally, he came with a tin of kerosene to my office and threatened. I just talked with him in love and he counseled him and he went away. But I didn't share it with anyone. I thought this is not important. But I was said that we should share it. So that, that his, whatever support he needs or whatever, with him in interaction, you need to be careful with that particular soul. So everyone should know it. So everything needs to be shared. Any decision making in the family. For many years we used to run a family forum at the hospital. We would share all the news. Someone who has traveled, he would come and share. And in Madhuban also, there used to be a night class. And in night class, most of the time the news sharing would be there. So whatever Baba shares everything with us, so we also need to share everything in the family. Every small or large or big thing needs to be shared. Because that sharing makes the other few people feel important. Information. Information is also power. People want to retain it with themselves sometimes. So we need to share information. Dadi used to, have Madhuban Nivasi's class almost every month, Dadi Prakashmani. All the Madhuban Nivasis would gather, or even before any program or any big event, she would sit with all the Madhuban Nivasis, share all the logistics. So that's how the families, people say, that what is Brahma Kumaris? How is it an organization? It's a family kind of organization. It's an organization but built on the family structure. There is no hierarchy. If there are titles, they are only for functionalities. Like Dadi was administrative head. That was only a title, but you could interact with her. You could really speak to her as family. She was not the administrator. I once went to Puttaparthi, Sai Baba's ashram. They won't let you even go closer to the auditorium where he used to preach. There was so much, they could say, okay, say the halls are closed. You can't go inside. Here we can walk into Dadi's room. We could talk to her, we could speak to her, share with her. And she was also very close. Once I remember, Dadi had come to inspect some construction work being done in Omnivas. So I said, Dadi, today is so beautiful weather, we should go for a picnic. And that was Sunday morning. And immediately she called from there only, organized the bus and took us for a picnic. So spontaneous. Spontaneity is always loved. You know, if we are spontaneous, if we respond to the kind of liking of the children, the kind of their feelings, if we respond to their feelings, they appreciate it. So I can never forget Dadi spontaneously said, yes, okay, let's go for a picnic. And sometimes during the rainy season, she would wear a raincoat and we would all go together in the rain. Because there quite few were here. So the scene, you know, the beauty of the family is that you enjoy together. It is fun to be living together. It's like, you know, the bond or the connectivity which we have in the family. Not in the just small family, but this big unlimited family. The bond is there. Wherever we go, sometimes people say that you travel. I said, I don't feel like travel because we are received at the airport and then dropped at the airport. We don't even know about the city. So it's like the unlimited family which binds us together, that love, selfless love. Because that feeling is perceived. If you perceive, if you feel that family kind of, you know, the bond, then it grows wherever we may be, wherever we may be, what situation we may be. But the feelings have to be responded. The love has to, love begets love. Suppose it's like in the Laukic world when we are preoccupied, something at the workplace which has happened, and that keeps brooding over that, and then we are not able to respond. Someone may be acting with love and we are in our own world. I was traveling in Japan, Lalita when is there. There in the local train, everyone is busy on their mobile phone. No one is talking to anyone. You know, if you travel in Indian train, people are chatting all the time. There everyone was either listening with their earphones. No one is talking. Even in the long journey, I didn't see anyone talking to each other. Because we are preoccupied. We have something to do all the time. We have mission to complete. We need to really meet our deadlines. And if the parents get preoccupied with things, the children would also get have their own business. Everyone has business. Everyone has to do something. You know, today I was listening to something. He said, if we all the time keep repeating, I am busy, you'll become more busy. Dadi Janki doesn't like the word busy. If we say by chance that, Dadi, I came and you were busy. I remember once Dadi was in hospital and she had asked some sisters to come and meet her. And they came and Dadi was sleeping. So Hansaban said, Dadi is sleeping, you can just maybe go to the room and see her. And Dadi felt it. Dadi said, "Why didn't you wake me up?" Even she was not well. We wanted her to take rest. But she had given them commitment that before leaving you should come and meet me. So this is the kind of spirit Dadi has. She is available to everyone. That availability, you know, presence. People have no time these days. But availability is something which is important. We should be available to family. We should be available to children. We should be available for service. Even if we are busy, sometimes we have to leave. I look at Nivebhai. You know, if he sits with some group, sometimes, you know, the Sevadari looks after. He is looking at the watch. It is food time. He is not really has a fixed schedule. So we give importance to our personal things, but service comes first to us. Sometimes you have to make little bit of sacrifice, little bit of, you know, I would say changes, flexibility is required. Flexibility is very important. If we are flexible, if we are available, otherwise if suppose you are rigid, you follow your schedule. Sometimes the children also are scared to disturb us. So we should be flexible, we should be available. If we are available, if we are flexible, if we can make adjustments, that's very important. That's very nice way of respecting anyone. Otherwise people are scared. You know, Baba, Dadi used to tell us that Baba should feel a right over you. If we are sensitive, if we are fussy, Baba would also hesitate to tell us something. So if we are available, if we are flexible, Baba would really have right over us. Otherwise, if Baba knows we have a rigid schedule, we have to go to work, we have to go to a social function, so Baba, what would Baba feel? The child is busy. So Baba has to have right over us. We need to be available to Baba. Once Brijmohan Bhai shared with me, he says, service comes to us. We only need to increase our capability. We need to increase our learning to serve. Service would come to us. We don't have to ask for service. Service would come to us. We only need to be ready for it. It's not that when the service comes, then we start, oh, how to do. So it's very important that we prepare ourselves for any situation, any event. Like these days, Baba always tells us that we need to be ever ready. One ever ready and the other is achanak, the sudden. So if we are ever ready, we would not have hesitation. Today morning only one of the Gyansur brother who was in the hospital, he had couple of health issues. And today he was being referred to Ahmedabad. And today morning he took bath, he had his meditation, and then suddenly he left the body. Ever ready. It's like anything can happen at any time. We need to be prepared. We need to prepare ourselves in advance. Situation would not come and forewarn us. We have to be ready. We have to be strong enough to face that situation. Situation can come at any time. Challenges can come at any time. We need to be prepared. We need to be ever ready. So any situation can come, any challenge can come. You know, they say that the time and tide wait for no one. So we have to be ready for the time. We have to prepare ourselves. Baba has really given us that much awareness that anything can happen at any time. But what is more important is our yogi life. You know, it is not the big events sometimes which disturb us, but it is the minor repetitive hassles, the minor irritants. We need to really look after them. The minor irritants have to be looked after. They call it shoelace snapped with no time left. So these are our real tests. Dadi Janaki used, shared with once, that she tests herself in the traffic control, that how quickly she is able to connect. To stay connected, these are the practices we get, traffic control. If some thought is going during the traffic control time, how do I really recollect myself? Just put that thought aside. That is my test. So we need to really, these Baba has given us so much wealth, so much treasure, that we can use those treasure, any chintan, any churning. Sometimes we may not be able to connect, but we can. Dadi Guza says that you revise the murli, revise the slogan, revise the blessing during traffic control. And that would make you blessed one. So it's a journey, and journey has to be enjoyed all the time. Om Shanti, I need to... You can.
Prabhabai, of course we want to listen more to you. And I think I didn't mention to you that Prabhabai is, how would I say, the director of the Global Hospital. So, you know, he's speaking really out of experience. You know, like, even though he doesn't have a, you know, family in that sense that he's married, but he has a family back home. And then he has this huge family in Global Hospital, which he's taking care of. And why I sort of, sorry, cut him short is because you have to leave at 12, you said, or before 12?
I need 12? To reach at 12.
Yeah, so we would like him to give you the... there are two things we can do. If you have any questions, you can ask him now, and then we can, you know, give you the blessings and the cake, whichever way you like it, because you might have some questions that you would like to ask him, because he will leave at 10 to 12.
Sure.
10 to 12, and so we have about, this clock is a bit, yeah, about 10 minutes more. So anything, if you think you've heard him, he has told us a lot of things, he's given us a lot of tips, but, you know, he would be the right person to answer some of your questions, if you have any. How to deal with the situation, or at home, at work. He's very experienced at work, of course, also. I know it's sudden, probably it doesn't come sometimes. Yes, you could have to take the mic. Yes. So, you know, if he can answer some questions, it will be good, and we can always, we do want him to give you the blessings and the trolley, but I think this is important too.
I'm Mayura from Melbourne, Australia. My question is, have you faced a situation where you need to respond very fast, very frequently and very fast in a daily work activity?
Being a hospital administrator, you know, you have to respond fast. In the middle of the night, today, last night, I received a call that my patient is serious and the doctor is not available. You know, you have to immediately respond. I remember back home in Chandigarh, it was Rakhi day, and I receive a call that there is a problem in the hospital, and so has misbehaved with a doctor, with a female doctor. I don't know, spontaneously I said, please inform the police. And by the time I was ready, it was the person was arrested and everything happened, and there was a strike in the hospital because all the nurses came out. So I went there. You know, I didn't even ask my boss. You know, sometimes you need to take clearance. But then intuitively I responded. And you know, Baba protects you. Everything went on the right way. Because that person was it wrong. So, and it's just like you need to respond. In a situation, you need to say what is right at that particular moment. Otherwise, sometimes what happens is the situation can escalate also. Like if I want to say no, I do require courage to say no, but I have to say no. Even in the hospital here once happened, you know, I suddenly find there was a mob outside the hospital and shouting slogans. And I asked, what is this? I just walked into the crowd. And people said, why are you walking into the crowd? I said, I need to talk to them. I need to know why they are upset. And it was just about the availability of a particular medicine which was not provided to them. This was long time back. And I said, okay, you are right, you are not made available. Why you are not made available the drug? Then I explained that this drug can only be given under the care of a doctor. We cannot give you at home. Your heart rate needs to be monitored. And then they understood and they just went away peacefully. So you need to respond. You cannot, even to your inner callings, you cannot suppress them. You need to respond. You need, like when we are in distress, we need to seek help. Help of seniors. If I just keep avoiding it, then also problem escalates. We need to go for help. Don't repress the need to seek help. Sometimes we feel shy.
Yeah, I think that's very important sometimes. Yes. Yes. Okay, we have two questions. One is Arlene and then you can come.
Okay, Om Shanti. This is kind of a personal question, but I would just like to know what is your present effort, a special effort that you are making right now?
You know, two things which I keep in mind. You know, I was one, I'm a sevadhari. This is what I always keep in my mind. And the second is that I have to become master bestower. This is the effort which I make in this particular month. I just every day in the morning I reaffirm myself that I am a sevadhari and I am a master bestower. I have to give. I have to really give. Give from the heart. This is what effort I have been making during these days.
Thank you. Just a minute. No, she's already there. 1 minute.
Yes. Name. My name is Pooja from Australia. Just one question. You said you have received so much love and care from the instrument souls. The one is, this is also a very personal question. If I don't feel that connection that I have been looked after, but I still don't want to make them feel that they are not doing right, but how I can overcome this feeling of not having that sort of care and love and feeling very low and, you know, that I'm not worthy of anything, that sort of feelings, how we can get away with that?
See, one thing is that, you know, hesitancy, you know, we have sometimes hesitancy. Even to go to the seniors and feel close to them, we have hesitancy. The other is that if we desire something, we start sharing, we start giving. You know, like suppose I feel that I'm not being loved, I'm not being looked after. So then I start looking after others. I start giving love to others. You know, in the hospital, sometimes, you know, whenever I feel, okay, today I haven't been in good stage, what should I do? So I just revise in my mind, okay, I have to be extra kind today. And then that happiness comes back to me. You know, if I have done good to a couple of people, my stage also becomes strong. So I always pay attention. The day I have not been according to my expectations, you know, in some situation, that day I become extra careful. That okay, now I have to be generous. I have to be really paying attention to every minute detail. I don't go back and retrospect, but I try to do it in the future, in the next moment. If I keep really sulking and see why it happened, I'm not so worthy, I don't do any good to me. But if I, in the next moment, I say, okay, the next moment is before us, and this moment I'd make it special. I make it, you know, loving. I make it more stronger for myself also and for others also. So that really gives back me that strength.
I think what happens is that as parents, we're always sort of told, take care of people, take care of children, take care of family, take care of in-laws. And it's like, where am I? You know, like, I want to be taken care of also, you know. Mm-hmm. And it happens even at the centers. You've given all the jobs, you've given all the responsibilities. Hello, I'm working already so much. But this is how, you know, I wish others would also look at us that in a way that, you know, we are also, we do a lot. We have jobs, responsibilities, so many things. But at the end of the day, if others would look at us also as just souls, you know, not just parents. So that's, I think, is a good message to give everyone. Yes, Kashmir.
This is one question I wanted to ask as a parent. It's our general tendency as a parent that our child should be, you know, doing a bigger profession or become a doctor or an astronaut or an engineer or something like that. So, as a parent, we pre-decide what our child should do or what he should become. Is that right? Do I have the right to decide what my child has to become, or is it something that how do I go about it?
You're talking about decide. You're talking about having that wish. Which
what
one?
What kind of approach a parent should have from the spiritual side of it?
You know, I think we need to give them options. My father, Lokit father, he wanted me to go to the Indian Army. He even took me to the test, you know, I cleared the test, but I failed in the interview. There was a written test, and then there was a formal interview. 4 days, it went on for 4 days for the Indian Army. Then they used to be National Defense Academy, and I failed miserably. You know, it's like we have to see what is the liking, what is the aptitude, what they call these days. You know, it is some inner yearning. I wanted to be a doctor. I don't know how I decided to be a doctor. Because it's like I saw various options. I could become an engineer. Those days the coveted professions in India were either to become an engineer or a doctor. So I knew physics is tough for me. I knew mathematics is not so easy for me. I thought of biology. So we can guide children, but you know, it is for up to them to make their final call. Options are available. This is what they call the career counseling or something. Because children, you know, they can make, you know, I was with a family in Finland and the young daughter, she loved ice cream. When I asked her, what do you want to become? She said, she wants to sell ice cream. So like, children can make anything, any choices. But we need to really be there to help them to make decisions. The parents, you know, sometimes like if parents are in the medical profession, they want the children to be doctors. It's not always the children would love to be a doctor. But they have to be supported and guided.
Okay, we have time. One more, is okay? One more question?
One more question.
Anybody has one more question? Yes, please come. I think this last one.
Last one.
Just extending from here. I'm Sunena from Australia. We were talking about careers and guiding children as a parent. And lots of times, souls ask us, parents ask us that, yes, we tell them as an observer, be a guide, as a facilitator in their life, not just for a career, but for any choices that they're wanting to make in life. And we seem to struggle nowadays with just generation with, and maybe it was in every generation that they have their own ideas about life and they want to go on life their own way. What is the best way to be that observer, a guide and a facilitator as a parent and have that balance? Because we do seem to struggle sometimes keeping, you can't be just an observer and say, okay, do what you want. You have a job as a parent as well. What's the best way to go about it?
The generations have changed. Now things are entirely different. People are so much exposed to media, television, the kind of social media, the information is so much available. But we have to be observing them, what they are doing. We may not really be, we cannot let them go. Sometimes they might take a wrong step. So the children have to be watched carefully. We want to make them secure. Suddenly they feel insecure. So much is happening in India. These kind of games and unnecessary risk taking in life. People feel it is an adventure. But sometimes they put themselves to risk. So the parents have the responsibility to protect the child. So it's not that we just observe or just guide, but we need to protect them. We really need to put our foot down if we feel that it will be a risk for them. They'll be harming themselves. So there we have to take a judicious step. There we cannot become an observer. We have to protect them, stop them first, then counsel them. In a situation when there is a law and order situation, the first thing is to protect and then listen to them, what they are planning to do. So children are sometimes the peer pressure is so much in the schools. I remember a family in Chandigarh, I'm just saying small thing. This boy, who later on I know now, he came and worked with us. He put in my two-wheeler, I had a scooter then, put the paper in my silencer so that I couldn't start my scooter. He didn't realize that what problems would it cause to me, but he said it was fun for him. So I'm just saying that children can pick up anything from their classmates in the school, in the college, in the university. But in a term, it may cause harm to someone or harm to themselves. So the parents have responsibility. But this is a process which would start from early in age. We need to tell that, the first thing is cause no harm. Nothing ill should come to anybody. Whatever we do, like Baba says, don't give suffering, don't receive suffering. That's a much elevated stage. But we have to tell the children from the day one, cause no harm to anyone. And this is how they would learn not to cause harm to themselves also. So that's very important. It's like, we tell them, we really give them space and time, but we need to really protect them causing any harm to anyone or to themselves.
I think most of our questions have been answered, which is good. Pratabhai, I can't thank you enough for all of us. Thank him once again for time, for being a parent with us and understanding our problems and situations. And I, you know, we thought he would be the best person because, you know, he's dealing with so many people also. And I don't know if I should mention it, but actually Karuna Bhai was supposed to come today. I think some of you know Karuna Bhai. And he had agreed, and everybody was very surprised he had agreed, because usually he's not the type who can just come up the mountain. But he had agreed, and thanks to the solar eclipse or whatever, I don't know, he couldn't come. And I'm like, okay, we can handle it, you're, you know, family, but still we want somebody to be with us, you know, somebody. So I just called Pratap Bhai, and he's like, okay, yes, I can come. So one more clap. Luckily there was no patient and there was no emergency. So he's been with us for quite a good time. And
my phone has been ringing, I can feel it.
Pardon?
My phone has been ringing.
Oh my gosh, okay. Arlene, your gift? Gift? Okay, alright, okay.
I received it.
Oh, good, good. That was already, okay, okay. So, yes, so he'll have to go, and we'll be still continuing for some time. Once again, Pratap Bhai, it's been a pleasure, an honor, and a lot of fun having him with us, right? Isn't it? Okay, hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.
If not here, then in the hospital or anything. You can always go up to him in the hospital. He'll probably treat you for lunch if you're good. Right? Okay. Yeah, it's just... Thank you once again. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Om Shanti. Ah, yes. So now we have a lot of time still. Of course, we can have some meditation also. But first of all, we'd like everybody to introduce themselves again, in short. Yeah? So we would like you to stand up, say your name clearly, country, and what? Number of years? Yeah, maybe? How long you've been coming to Baba? Only three things. Name, country, number of years. Please don't elaborate because we don't have so much time. Yes. Pardon? Clear to get the cake. Well, I'm not going to count who was clear or not clear. Very important. So you can stand here if you like and take a picture. So only three things, and you can smile. You don't have to be serious. Just stand up and say so that we can finish. Because, you know, today, if you look back, we have a lot of parents. We didn't expect so many parents. Just take a look. Just take a look, everybody. Right. Yeah, so you can see very well from here. So we want you to finish quickly all the introductions so that we can... You know, you can come here and get the cake and get the blessings. We have beautiful blessings for you, and of course you saw the cake too. Pardon? And the pen. Okay, we stop. Om Shanti. Let me just tell you one more thing. We announced in the hall many times that the afternoon programs, all of you will be going to the meditation hall to be able to listen to the seniors' lectures, because most of the parents sometimes bunk the sessions and go, so we thought that's a better idea. Is that okay with you? You like that? So the mornings you will have workshops and the afternoon. Now the only thing is that they are running a whole retreat also, morning and evening. So from 5 to 5:30 they have these reflective exercises, they call them. Which is like, I think whatever they heard in the morning, they're going to probably think about it or write. Then they have a speaker, a senior, coming 5:30 to 6:30. And 6:30 to 7:30 is long yoga, because you know you're in Madhuban. And that's with all the Gyantsura Nivasis. Now that first meditation, 5 to 5:30, the reflective exercises. We thought we could come here, but then you come here and then go again there would be like, I think, too much trouble. So you could go there even 5:20 if you like, or you could go to Baba's room at 5 and after 20 minutes go there. Which is better, you think, you know? Because You can try today, the reflective exercise. Today is a good day to go at 5 because in the morning they had opening session, so I don't think they really did any, you know, kind of a talk or something. So you can go today and see how you feel at 5. Is that all right? Yeah? So go there at 5, and that's every day 5 to 5.30 some exercises, then 5.30 to 6.30 is the talk, and 6.30 to 7.30 is the meditation, which is, I think, very good for all of us. And, yes? Journal? I will ask Nita Ben. Yes. What she had told me that whatever they have in the morning, they might reflect on that. So I'll check with if they have a kind of a journal or not for that. Yes. So if they already have the questions or something in the journal, I can give you. And if they are making their own or at that time, I don't know. I'll check with that. Yeah. So morning workshops will be here, but one workshop will be in the Dadi Janaki Park. You like that? Yeah, so maybe day after tomorrow we'll have it in the park. I'll let you know. I think as for announcements, that's all in all, right, Arlene? For announcements, yeah? If anything comes to my mind, anybody has any questions? Anybody has any questions? We're going to give out, you're going to introduce yourselves and then we're going to give the cake and the blessings. Arlene will come here and Anu can come here. Any questions you have so far? Because you might just run out at 12:30, you know. So
all the parents register their names at the Global Hospital.
All the parents have to register their name. So we have the sheet here. Anybody who hasn't written their name on the sheet, they're only one. So you can please write your name on the sheet. We have good sisters at the entrance who are checking properly, I think. So that's good. Some of you who have registered, you know, the writing is not so clear, legible. So the Global Office told me that I'll have to pass it around and write your email address or something good, because otherwise we can't contact you. Also, we will be recording the sessions in the morning and also in the evening. So later, you know, if people want, I think last year we had a WhatsApp group, if I'm not mistaken, so we could always share it with you and you can let us know if you want it. Yes. Yeah. So those of you who came later probably didn't write your country where you're coming from. So you need to fill that up. So you can tell the names. Can you speak? Tell me the names. You can read the name. Sunaina. Yeah. And Chandni. You have to fill in all the columns. Imagine if your child did that. Wow. You'd like, can't you see? So many, we'll have to... It has to be Sri Lanka. I think so. Beautiful long names, Sanskrit names. Right? Done? Because you see, we don't have three of our coordinators, so we just asked everybody's help. And yeah, but I think because they didn't write the country. Okay, we all set now, so we don't have a timer, but everybody, name, country, number of years. That's it. No extra word. No Om Shanti. No nothing. We don't need so many Om Shantis. We are Shanti already. Okay.
Morning. My name is Rani and I'm from South Africa and I'm 14 years in Mandapan.
1-4.
I am Pradeepa. I'm from Sri Lanka. 8 years Gyan.
Kashinath, Canada, 8 years.
Rachita, 3 years, from Dubai.
Body name is Supriya, and from Dubai.
completing 10 years in Gyan.
I am Selvaratnam. Adathanali. From Sri Lanka. 12 years in India.
I am Rajalakshmi from Sri Lanka. Knowledge 10 years.
Kanagamuthu, Sri Lanka.
I am Sri Leela, Sri Lanka, 7.
I am Indra Devi, 10,000.
Sri Lanka. Next year we call it Sri Lanka Parents Retreat.
I am Kumudini, Sri Lanka, first time.
Oh, wow! Hey. We'll have a ring ceremony for the first timers.
I am Miss Sumitra, 29 years, and center, and then what are you saying? Zambia.
I am Rama Devi from Zambia, 18 years in knowledge.
Prasad from Zambia, 13 years in knowledge.
First time?
Yes. First time which no weather.
First timer, first timer.
First time coming to you? Oh, so she's right. Oh, okay, good.
I'm Gauri from Sri Lanka, 15 years. Now I am visiting first time.
Oh, lovely. Clap.
I'm Jisvi Kaur, I'm from Australia, 1 year Gyan, and first time here.
I'm Harpreet Singh from Australia, 1 year in Gyan and first time in Melbourne.
Pooja from Australia, 8 year in Gyan.
I am Deepak, I'm from Bahrain. Fifth year in Gyan, and this is my second retreat.
Reshma from Dubai, 7 years in Gyan.
I am Sriraj from Dubai, 2 years in Gyan.
Sajani from Dubai, first time in Madhuban, 2 years in Gyan.
Oh, Rita from USA, 10 years in Gyan.
I am Parameshwari from Sri Lanka. I am in Gyan 9 years. This is second time visit this month.
You know what Parameshwari
is? Puvadi Pillai. Puvadi Pillai, 9 years. 10 years.
Ten years. Abhinav Goel, Zambia, 4 years in Gyan.
Thank you.
I'm Archana from Dubai, 8 years in Gyan.
I am Sweta, 1 year Gyan and from Bahrain, and first time Madhuban.
I am Ashish, I am from Bahrain, I am 6 years in Gyan, I came first time.
I am Kathalingam, 8 years in Gyan, 2 times in Madhuban.
Body name is Sujata Bhosle. From Thailand, 7 years in Gyan. Thank you.
Sumita, Japan, 4 years in Gyan.
I am Yogeshwari from Sri Lanka,
10 years knowledge, 2 days Madhavan.
Okay. Two times. So there's a Yogeshwar and she's Yogeshwari.
I am named Parimala from Sri Lanka, 10 years. I am Savanidhi, Sri Lanka, 13 years.
என் பேர் விஜயா, 4 வருஷம் இயர்ஸ் நாலாஜி, பெஸ்ட் தடவை மது வந்த பெஸ்ட் டைம்.
நேம் மாலினி, கண்ட்ரி ஸ்ரீலங்கா, நாலேஜ் 10 இயர்ஸ்.
நீ கனகேஸ்வரி, ஸ்ரீலங்கா, 10 இயர்ஸ்.
ஐ எம் சாந்தி ஃப்ரம் துபாய், 10 இயர் இந்தியா.
பாடி நேம் இஸ் ஜிதேன், from Dubai, UAE, and 10 years in Gyan.
My name is Bhavan. I'm from the UK and in Gyan for 17 years.
Amit, Australia, 5 years.
Sanjay, Australia, 5 years.
I'm Sabari from Singapore, about 15 years.
I'm Asha Pawa from Thailand, 7 years in Gyan.
I'm Vijay Lakshmi from Sri Lanka, 5 years experience. First time visit. Oh,
okay. I am Rajeshwari, country Sri Lanka, 8 years Gyan, retired 4 years, parents retired.
I am Tamil Kodi from Australia, 12 years in Gyan. Thank you.
Chandran, Sri Lanka, 8 years Gyan.
Silent today, brother. Silent retreat, parent retreat. Why are you silent today? Okay.
I'm Viraj from the UK, 17 years in Gyan.
I am Chitra from Singapore, 7 years Gyan.
Sushma from Bahrain, 6 years in Gyan.
Pankaj, UK, 3 years.
Alagar Swami from Australia, 30 years in knowledge.
30, 30, 30. My name is Tamil Chelvi, Sri Lanka. New, 1 year BK, first time Madhavan.
I'm very curious, brother. The two people have names Tamil something. That's his name, like Tamil something? So what does Tamil stand for? The language? No. Really? Oh, something new I learned.
I'm Bhavna from UK, 3 years.
I'm Santosh Parmar from New Zealand. First year in knowledge, first year in retreat, and first time in Madhavan.
Mana, USA, 4 years in Gyan.
Yeah. Zosima from the Philippines, more than 5 years. This is my second time for the parents retreat.
Sunena from Australia, 6 years in Gyan.
Mayura from Melbourne, Australia, 6.5 years in Gyan, second time to children retreat and parents retreat.
Anu, Canada, 9 years in Gyan.
We made it, the wire, not bad. Okay. Another thing is that I know we are all very kind and devotional and loving, but we don't have to take off our shoes. It's all right.
We can keep your shoes on when you come inside. It's fine. Yeah, and it's quite cold. The marble is cold and everything, so that's no problem. Okay, now can I ask, there's one very cute sister standing there. Do you need something, sister? No, okay. So, Arlene, could you come here? And Anu? And Mayura? And can you bring the... We'll have to move this and bring the whole table of cake. So maybe two brothers can help them also. But to bring it. Yes. This can be moved. Wait a minute. Sorry. You okay? Just put it on this side. Or yeah. Or they lift it maybe, no? The cake. Or you can just leave them there. It's okay. Yeah. Just. Yeah, can you carry that? And... So that we get it. They need to climb on this one. Right. Okay. So, you know, the sisters have cut it so nicely and put it in the cupcake packets for you. You know, Toli is easier actually. Yeah. Okay. And, wow, we'll have to stand here to give you actually. Okay. I'll just put this below so that nobody steps on them. And the blessing cards, we have them also. Yes, let me just move in front because people can come and take it. And but they're going to stand here. So I think you can put your chair in front and have another sister with you. You both can come, right? In front? Yeah. So we can move that chair. Yeah. And one chair is here also, but... So one of them can hand it to you, no? And I'll just stand here. And I think you need another chair there. Or stool? You want the stool? Yeah, you can take the stool. It's okay. So, Mayura, can you sit on the stool? It's too low for you. And Arlene, you can sit on the chair. You can give her the... I think we should put the blessings in a different thing, maybe, for her to give. Okay, can you sit here? You can take the blessings and give in some...